In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, this week we look at the fascinating encounter between Jesus and the adulteress. The Gospels report a growing number of people followed Jesus. This upset the Jewish religious leadership. They wanted to kill him. Yet even the armed guards sent to detain him did not want to arrest him. In the Gospel of John, chapter 7, they report, "No one ever spoke like this man." Still, the leaders were determined to find reason to get rid of him. He threatened their authority over the people. Let us hear John chapter 8, verses 3 to 11, recounting their plot to entrap Jesus. God's Word. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So, what do you say?" This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and from now on sin no more." God's Word. Brothers and sisters, Jesus was teaching many people in the temple. The question confronting him in this event was whether he would agree or disagree with the law of Moses about stoning the woman caught in adultery. The religious leaders brought her to him as a test. First of all, we notice that they did not bring the man with whom she was caught in the act of adultery. In their law, the punishment of stoning applied to both. In any case, their intent was to belittle Christ before the large crowd. If Jesus agreed with the stoning, the law of the Roman government would not allow it. In this way, Jesus would be in conflict with the civil authorities. If he didn't agree with stoning the adulteress, Jesus would seem to accept adultery and would be in violation of the Jewish law. Jesus neither ignored the question nor supported their position on stoning the woman. Verse 6 says, Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground and said nothing. They stubbornly kept asking him for an answer to their question. Should the woman be stoned to death? At this point, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more, he bent down and wrote on the ground. Brothers and sisters, the gospel does not tell us what Jesus was writing on the ground. Some speculate that he was writing some of their names and the women with whom they committed adultery. Others guess that perhaps he was writing passages about the Lord's mercy and forgiveness. It is most important to notice that as Jesus bent down to write on the ground, they all, one by one, beginning with the older ones, walked away in the presence of the watching crowd. The woman was left alone in Christ's presence. This time Jesus addressed her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." Brothers and sisters, the ashamed and frightened woman was not only delivered and freed from the hands of those religious beasts, but was also forgiven. She was now liberated from the spiritual slavery she was in. She could start a new life of dignity, victorious over sin and fear. Jesus addressed her, the people of religion, and the crowd, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Yes, here is one who forgives and delivers from the condemnation brought on humanity by the depravity of sin. Jesus represents the contrast between man's bankrupt religion and God's grace. All those self-righteous men of religion were convinced that the woman deserved stoning to death, yet none of them could face Jesus' words, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." Yes, one by one they walked away. Not a single person could claim that he is sinless. No one could look Jesus or anyone else in the eye or even whisper a word. They were exposed before one another and before the watching crowds as hypocrites. Their religion did not do away with their own sin. On the contrary, it gave them a false sense of feeling better than others. They gave themselves the right to judge and condemn others even to death. Brothers and sisters, what a scene. A terrified woman being dragged all the way to the temple, a place meant to represent the holiness of God and His mercy. Her indignant accusers were arrogantly looking to spill her blood by hurling stone after stone on her. But she was brought to the light of the world. He not only knew the secrets of the hearts of her accusers, but he also had the moral and spiritual authority to expose them. In doing so, he challenged their phony religion. Following him delivers from darkness, shame, fear, and condemnation. He is the one who, later in verse 46 of the same chapter, chapter 8 of John, said to those callous religious leaders, "Which one of you convicts me of sin?" The sinless one came to save sinners. He took on himself the sins of those who embrace him. He came to give himself as a ransom for us. Yes, he took our sin on himself and died our death in order to give us an abundant and eternal blessed life. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessings of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth by the message of the gospel. Amen.